Bonjour, coucou, hi, hello, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Kenyan Francophile. I'm so excited to be back, honestly. It feels so good to be in a space where I can feel like recording without it feeling like a chore. I think every creative gets to a point where what they love starts feeling like a burden. And I was beginning to get there. I was even telling my friend how I knew I would get here, but not this soon. But I promise you, this is not how I intended for this to be, and I hope I will be more consistent in this. If you're new here, karibu sana, bienvenue. If you're regular, well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for the support, for all those people who share, who comment, who like, who subscribe. It means a whole lot. Trust me, it means so much. So I have been okay myself. I mean, not fully. I think I've had a few hiccups in the past week. I've just been at a very low point. And if there's one thing about being abroad, your lows feel much lower because you feel like you're alone in the world. You're so far from home. It feels like this is the end. This is it. But I'm glad I'm back on track. It's a very politically charged season, both at home in Kenya and here in France. A lot is going on. I was even saying how I feel so sorry for somebody who booked a trip to Paris specifically at this time of the year, because I think this is the ugliest side of Paris you could ever see. If you've been seeing on the media, there have been demonstrations and strikes for almost probably like 7 weeks now, where services have not been running smoothly as usual. Most significantly is how I think what the world sees a lot is how in Paris at the moment the garbage has not been collected for so long because the workers have not been working, and protesters are burning cars, there's fire everywhere, there's police fighting protesters everywhere. It's just a mess. Personally, I would not want to be anywhere near that. And I hope the people who are there are keeping safe. Yeah. So I feel like most people internationally don't really understand what's going on in Paris or in France in general, because personally, I don't understand it fully, but I know that the president triggered an article of the Constitution, Article 49.3, to bypass the people's will, basically, what the parliament wanted, which was to not raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. And it's a lot more than that. It's a lot deeper than that when it comes to the pension reforms. I really hope this will stop soon because services have been... It's been a crazy time, honestly. If you're traveling, 9 out of 10 chance you'll find that your train has been cancelled. The garbage is everywhere. The services are not working 100%. Schools stop on some days. I think Tuesdays. Yeah, Tuesdays, most times you'll find that teachers go on strike, and everyone in the workforce, the public workforce, most of the times the public people in the public service go to strike and demonstrate on the streets. If there's one thing I admire about the French, it's how they fight for their rights. They actually go on the street and they protest. They don't just talk about it. Seeing that live, seeing that real time really ignites in me some sense of activism. Yeah, so anyway, this was not meant to be a political episode. I was just keeping you guys up to date with what's happening around me. So for today's episode, we have a very lovely guest. I had so much fun listening to her story and how she found a community away from home, how she was able to experience the French Christmas and going for the World Cup, going to watch the World Cup, which was actually an amazing moment looking back. I should definitely do an episode on that, how it was to be in France during the World Cup. Yeah, so I hope you guys really enjoy this episode.
Sijon.
La colle est vivine.
Saint-Denis.
Boulogne-sur-Mer.
Clermont-Ferrand.
Lyon.
Giverny.
Angers.
Arles.
Périgueux.
Annecy.
Savigny-sur-Orge.
L'Indivision.
Paris.
Perpignan.
Pour la nouvelle.
Normandie.
My name is Charlene Chebet, but what you wanna need you are when I need such your debt. I am a language assistant in a very small town called Châteaudun. It is 2 hours from Paris and 1 hour from Orléans. Tuko katikati kabisa. I am in college, so I teach every level, 6e, 5e, 4e, 3e. I work with 7 teachers
And I'm in two different schools actually. One is here in Châteaudun, and the other one is in Bonneval. Bonneval is 15 minutes from here by bus. I applied for Guadeloupe. I wanted to go to Martinique, and the third choice was open. I was open. I would like Guadeloupe and Martinique, but anywhere else was fine. Well, it took me a whole month to accept that I am not in a movie. Like every day nilikuwa naamka nashangaa, yani watu wanaweza ishi hivi for real? Then the first week our house tulikuwa tunafaa kupewa a certain house karibu tuna hapa, but sasa a week before the house was given to different assistants, so our teachers hawakutuambia. So venye nilifika, huyo mwalimu akaniambia ati you could stay with me for a few days and then you will just have the ultimate French experience. Kumbe yo time yote wanang'ang'ana kutafuta penye tutaishi. So every day, actually the first week nilikuwa na operate na time ya Kenya kabisa. Nikiangalia saa ninaongeza 1 hour. Ilinitake kama 2 weeks ndio nikubali. I am a mom, so I left my baby wa 9 months old home. Oh, I cry almost every day. Yes, I left him with my family. And sasa ndio tulikuwa tu tumepata nani. Amekuwa home for like 1 month. So every time nikiwa hapa nilikuwa na calculate na nafikiria mama atafika home saa ngapi. That's why nilikuwa na operate na time ya Kenya. Nangoja 6 ifike ndo nijiambie, oh, mama amefika home. My story is my holiday ilikuwa very eventful. Kuanzia hiyo siku ya World Cup all through mpaka New Year's ilikuwa tu na very so many things zenye zilihappen hapo katikati. Hata by the time ilikuwa inafika katikati, nilikuwa nashangaa hii ni 2 weeks kweli ama imefika 1 month. In general, I have a lot to say. Venye nilispend holiday na two different French families, moja kwa a town na hiyo ingine ilikuwa kwa countryside. So in both places nilikuwa na totally different experiences because kwa moja ilikuwa very small family. We were only 4 of us. And then the other one, we were 11 of us. Yeah, so nika discover new things about venye wanaishi, nika discover new foods. Nilijaribu all the typical French foods that wanakula, and then in the first family wako modern kiasi, in the bigger family wako ni Catholics first of all, and then number two wanapenda fish and everything fish. Ilikuwa ushago kabisa, ushago. Ukitoka nje ni mapunda tu na makondoo. Oh, alafu hiyo siku ya World Cup nili travel for 2 days kuenda town yenye iko only 1 hour away. The first day nilikuwa nafaa kwenda jioni, si ilikuwa na Sunday, so nilikuwa nafaa kwenda on Saturday evening, and then on Sunday I spent time with my friend, and then afternoon twende to watch game. So kuna only one bus in the morning and one bus in the evening from this town penye naishi. The town inaitwa Chateaudun, like chateau for chateau, and then you add DUN. So nilikuwa nafaa kutoka hapa na hiyo basi ya jioni ya Saturday. Kukakuwa na strike. Strike ya buses. So basi haikushow up. Na bus ilikuwa ya 3 euros. But mimi, I was so determined, I had to go to Orléans for the match. So nikajiambia, I'll just go to Paris first, and then I take a bus or a train from Paris to Orléans. But it's very expensive. From here to Paris is 18 euros. So nikaamua kwenda Paris, and then nichukue ya Paris to Orléans ni another 15 euros. So that is very expensive. So si nikaenda kwa website nikatafuta BlaBlaCar nikapata ya 8 euros to Paris. So I booked it, and then I booked another one from Paris to Orléans for 10 euros. I woke up the next morning. I had to go back home at 6 in the morning ndo nipate hiyo gari ya saa moja. It was terrible. It was so terrible. I reached penye nilikuwa nafaa kuwa picked at 7:20. Uyo madam akachelewa na 20 minutes. And it was so cold na nigiza. So si akakuja finally nikafika Paris. Kufika Paris, mwenye anafaa kunichukua from Paris to Orléans akakancel. And then I had to look for the train station. Na penye nilikuwa, I had to take like 3 metros ndo nifike kwa hiyo train station. So nikaangalia hiyo map, I get so confused ku connect hizo metro. So I decided nitachukua bus mpaka penye nitapata metro tu moja mpaka kwa hiyo train station. So I took the bus, I went to the train station. Kufika kwa train station, I took the train, and then kufika katikati tukaambiwa kuna delay. We have to wait. Because apparently the other train, the earlier train, ilikuwa na mechanical error issue. So we had to wait. Tukangoja. And then after like 15 minutes, uyo madam kwa train akasema, so now you have to wait for another 45 minutes. Seated there waiting for 45 minutes. Zika. Akatuambia tena, you have to wait for another 40 minutes. Oh my gosh. And then there's no one there. So wale watu waku smoke, wakatoka nje, tukingoja. So after 40 minutes, finally, train ikasonga. Finally. Tukafika Orléans at around 2. So si nimefika, bado sijakula breakfast. So tukafika saa 8. And then sasa nikapatana na huyu bestie yangu, tulikuwa tunafaa kwenda kuwatch match. Sasa akaniambia ninajua place tunaweza watch. Kufika ni hoteli, hoteli wanasema lazima uko na reservation ndio ukae watch. Tulikuwa wengi, so si wote tuko stranded hapo tunangoja ndio hiyo phone ndio hiyo inafika, match inaenda kuanza. Finally tukapata bar nyingine and they don't really care if you buy anything or not. So tukaingia tu tuka watch your match. And then it was amazing. It was amazing. I loved it. Nilikuwa tu nataka hiyo the French experience. Yes, sai sasa ndio nika realize enyewe ndo maana watu wanapenda kuwatch football wakiwa wengi. It is just all goosebumps and all, it's amazing. That was the first 2 days of my holiday. I was supposed to spend only 3 euros. And I spent like 20 or 25 after World Cup. We went with my prof to her home. We were only 4 of us, her mom, her dad, her, and I. So the first day we arrived towards lunchtime. So we had lunch together. After having lunch, we ate red tuna. I had never had red tuna. It was my first time. It was so delicious. Oh, I didn't know I liked fish until that day. So after red tuna, we just chilled watching TV. And then in the evening, we played a game called Tic-Tac, I think. It was so interesting. And her parents are really funny. They have really those dad jokes. And they're really funny. I find them really funny. So after that, the next day we went to a castle called Château de Chenonceau, the ladies' castle. It was beautiful. They had an exposition for Christmas. So every room had a Christmas tree of a completely different color. So in one room, there was a pink Christmas tree. In another one was red. In another one, white, purple. It was so beautiful. So that was the next day. And then the third day, we went to walk around Tours. The town is like 1 hour from her parents' house. We went to Tours to just take a lap. And then we went for the Marche de Noël. It was really nice. It's not as big as the one in Paris, but it's very beautiful. And it was very busy with the Ferris wheel. It was very beautiful. So after that, the next day, we went to a certain shop where they sell everything tea, like everything tea. It is like the paradise of tea. It had so many types of tea, every type of tea. I had to buy one. So I bought tea, vanilla tea, vanilla flavored tea. It is like when you eat, when you're drinking the tea, it's like eating ice cream and then drinking tea all at the same time. It's very interesting. Yeah. So after that, we went now. That is the time I spent with the smaller family. They really like taking walks around and visiting smaller towns. It was really nice. So after that, now I went with my other prof. She took me to her family. It is 1 hour from Poitiers. It is a very small town in the countryside. Like when you walk out the door, it's just donkeys and sheep and goats and dogs. So it was very nice. And she has a really big family of 11 people, her parents, her brother and his family. So the brother's family is the big family. And then now her and her husband. So when we were there, was now when I experienced the whole Christmas, the whole French Christmas. It was magical. The first day when we just arrived, we had the famous foie gras. Oh my gosh, it has a very strong taste. It is very interesting. Like, I didn't like it at that moment, but sometimes when I'm seated here and walking around, I remember foie gras and I feel like going to buy some and eating it. It's very interesting. So we had foie gras. It is, I think, duck liver, if I'm not wrong. So that is what we had for lunch. And then in the evening, we tried oysters. They had oysters. The family really likes seafood. They love seafood. They just eat fish all the time and things related to fish. So on that day, we had oysters. And then I had told my prof that I have never really tried the things related to fish. I just know fish, full stop. So she had to call me to taste oysters to find out if I really like them. I am very adventurous. I'm never really scared of tasting new things. So I was so excited and I really wanted to know why these people, when they're eating oysters, they really enjoy it. And the soup that is in the shell, they're just like, I wanted to know how that really tastes. So I went to the kitchen and everyone was just there waiting to see how I will react after putting an oyster in my mouth. So they gave me the first one. It was dry and it was really nice. I liked it. Although it was not cooked, I don't know why I liked it, but it was really nice. Now the second one was the one with the soup, with that water in the shell. I was so scared. They were just like psyching me, ale, ale. And then finally I put it in the mouth. Oh my gosh, I couldn't swallow it. It was so slimy. It was sliding in my mouth and I just spit it out. And then they were there so encouraging, like, wow, you're very, very courageous. That is very courageous of you. How can you eat something you've never even tried before? It was really bad. It was like drinking water from the ocean. All of it, like I could taste all the fish in the Indian Ocean inside my mouth. It was terrible. But it was a nice experience. So instead of oysters, they gave me cock, shellfish in English. That was the first day. The second day, I woke up at 10. I woke up like, oh my gosh, I am so late. Everyone has left. They left me in the house all alone because it was so quiet. And then after a while, I realized, no, I think everyone is here because the cars are still parked outside. So I went back to my room and just sat on the bed waiting to hear if anyone would leave the room. At 11, the first person woke up. So she wakes up and walks on the corridor. So finally I open my door and I'm like, you guys are still here. And then she says, yes, you woke up earlier than this. I said, yes. What time do you wake up? she laughed and told me I'm the first one to wake up. So it was very comfortable that I could sleep up to 11 and no one would judge me. On that day now, after waking up, definitely it's 11 and lunch is at 12:30. And in that house, lunch goes for 2 to 3 hours. So from 12:30, you eat up to 1 to 30. 3 is when people start leaving the table, because French people are very serious when it comes to meals. So they just woke up at 11 and then they started making lunch. So it was nothing interesting. It was just normal food, thank God. I needed a break from the oysters. But we went to Mont-Morion. It is a town that has very beautiful houses. And it's very small. It is a very small town. Like, we walked through the town in less than 20 minutes. It was very beautiful. And then on that day, for the first time during that whole holiday, the sun was shining. So I was there basking in the sun and just smiling. And then my prof saw me and then she was like, yeah, the sun still exists. Just so funny. Yeah. So because we eat lunch for like 2 hours, 3 hours, we have soup for dinner because we have to eat. And then after dinner, it's always game night. People go to play games with whomever they want. I always played games with her mom. She's the grandma now. She was so interested in Kenya. It was so nice. I had a lot to say, obviously, and it was so exciting that someone is really interested. And I don't take alcohol, so when I was there, this grandma, she was so surprised that I don't like alcohol. So every time she asked me, why don't you like alcohol? I just told her, I just don't like it. And then she said, are you sure? Or in Kenya, they don't take alcohol? Then I'm like, no, they do, but I just don't like it. And then we stay for like 30 minutes. And then she asks me the exact same question. Another day during that same week, we went to Poitiers. It is magical. In all the streets, the buildings are painted white, like white, white, brilliant white. And it is very squeezed, but it really looks nice. Really, really looks nice because it's white, it's very bright, even if the sun is not there. On that same day, I discovered that in Poitiers, there's a small town, I can't remember the name. In that small town, the donkeys wear trousers. The farmers make sure the donkeys wear trousers so that the bugs, the small bugs and the small insects don't disturb them when they're grazing or when they're plowing the shambas. It was very interesting. So there was this magnet. Okay, in every town that I go, I always get the magnets. So there was this magnet with a donkey that had trousers. And then when I asked my prof, she told me that is why the donkeys wear the trousers. Or after that, in Poitiers, we went to this very big mall. Now, in the mall, we went to a shop. They have these designer shops, obviously. So we went to this shop where they sell only shoes. And I was so surprised to see these shoes, the ones that we don't really like them in Kenya. They look really old school. Like when we think of leather shoes, we think about Bata. But these shoes, there are those shoes that you can't find them in Bata and people don't really like them. But here, they are 150 euros. I was like, what? How? Wow. The people who make those shoes in Kenya should just come here and sell them. They will become millionaires. Then on Christmas morning, we woke up at 11 as usual. But on that day, people woke up earlier because Santa passed by the house the previous night. So I was a stranger, obviously. So I didn't even expect to have a gift or anything. When everyone woke up, we went to the dining room where everyone was. And then people were seated and receiving their gifts. I was so happy for them and just wow. And then all of a sudden, this cute little baby who is 5 years old, so she comes with a big red box, and the big red box is written Charlene. Oh my gosh, I was so happy. And it had this perfume that I had shown my prof like in October. It is a perfume that I really liked. I didn't even think she would get it because I was really saving up to go and get the perfume. So when I saw it, I felt so happy. Yeah, that was Christmas Day. And then after that, the next day was not very eventful, but I had gambas. Gambas is shrimp with soup. I don't know what that soup is, but it has shrimp inside. It was really nice. The one for crab meat and avocados and mayonnaise, I can't remember the name, but it was also really nice. And definitely, we had couscous. Couscous is a Moroccan dish. It was very nice. And then it is served with meat and carrots and potatoes and everything that was cooked in one plate, in one cooking pot. Everything. It was a really nice experience because I got to share everything about myself and I got to discover new things about these people, especially new food. During those 2 weeks, I didn't eat normal food. And it was a really nice experience. I loved it. That was my holiday.
Voila. And there you have it. Lovely story by Charlene. I think what really stood out for me is how she was able to receive love and be accommodated in the home of a stranger. Okay, not really a stranger, but you get it. Somebody who's not her family. Because personally, for me, where I am at this point in my life, you could never pay me to stay with somebody who is not my immediate family. And more so even a stranger, because the other year, my first contract as a language assistant, I stayed with a host family. And when I look back now, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't do it again. It was the worst experience. It was just a very traumatic experience. And a story for another episode, actually. But if you're abroad, if you're planning to stay abroad, I think most people come to realize that getting genuine people is not the easiest thing. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to get a community of people that actually care about you. Yeah, so if you're listening to this story from abroad, what I wish for you is that you'd get a community, or that you have a community to keep you grounded. And yeah, so I hope you learned a thing or two. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as usual. It goes a long way. See you guys on the next episode of Kenyan Francophile. Ciao, ciao. Bye. Au revoir.